this is big time, and we need to go out there and shock the world.
And they did just that. All the correct Texas teams won this weekend. All of them, Scott.
Yeah, I know. Well, and I listen.
Rattlers included.
I'm just telling you, I got a caller. Said, you know, if you look at the standings, the Texans are 8-1.
That is correct.
The Cowboys are 5 losses and 4 times they got lucky. So, no, I don't, they're 4-5. He said, you know what? He said, I'm a Texans fan. He said, I know you hate the Cowboys, and I don't care about the Cowboys either, but tell Kevin he needs to start talking about the Texans also.
So, I did to the Texans.
I know. He said, I know that Kevin's a big-time Dallas Cowboy fan, but you see, and you know, if you look at it, most of the Cowboy fans are older. You ever notice that?
Careful.
Well, I'm just
careful
saying.
Careful, they're skipping.
Let me see. When was the last time that the Cowboys made the playoffs? Would that have been like 10 years ago?
It was before my daughter was born.
Okay.
Can we move on?
It's about 10 years. So the whole idea that the Cowboys are America's team is not true anymore.
Hey, I am dyed in the wool. I am not a fair-weather fan.
I understand.
And I did run sound even from Arian Foster
talking
about the win.
I know. So there. See, caller, you got a chance to defend himself. Second thing.
Oh, boy.
No, not you. This is Kat. I apologize for not listening to your newscast. A guy called. He said, did I hear y'all say that Rick Perry spoke at Dimebox? Oh, no.
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
He did.
Do you know why he chose Dimebox? Do we have any?
I do not know.
It's the start of his presidential campaign.
Because I'm going to tell you, the Learjet won't land in Dimebox.
I would think it's because politicians are addicted to money.
Oh, because the dime?
Yeah, nah, it just has the word money in it.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's why.
Who knows? I
believe if I know the story correctly, the way that Dimebox got its name was there was a lady who liked snuff, and she didn't have any way to get to town, and so what she would do is she would put money in her mailbox, and the letter carrier would bring her snuff. So she'd put a dime in the box, and he'd drop her mail off, and then he'd bring her snuff.
Are you serious?
I believe that is the name. That is the story that I have heard.
God bless Texas.
I can't say that that's for sure, but that's how I understand it. Hello.
Rick Perry was in town in College Station congratulating all the College Station and local law enforcement for how they handled the Bachman thing. So it's probably just a hop, skip, and a jump.
Oh, there
he was.
I got you. Super. When was he here in town? Is that Friday or?
I think it was Friday.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
I still think it was his start of his presidential run.
No, he's already been up to Iowa. He was up in Iowa a couple of weeks ago speaking at a prayer breakfast.
Did y'all get the email that a listener sent me an email and I forwarded it to y'all? It has to do with Johnny Football.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's pretty, I laughed.
Okay, all right. Well, can you share? Is it verbally something you can share?
Well, it's a picture.
Because we have listeners who
basically
don't.
It says the secret is out and they know why he's so good.
Oh, why?
And you can see playing on the field, it's Johnny Football's body, but it has Chuck Norris's head.
Oh. That's not bad. Now, I noticed there's a pic. Yeah, it's really interesting because it's this whole Johnny Football. Oh, let me stop for just a second. Today is our observance of Veterans Day, and Tom Turbeville used to do What is a Veteran? What is a Vet? And we're going to do that next hour, okay? We're going to bring back Tom to do What is a Vet. So
cool.
That'll be next hour if you want to hear that.
Good for him.
Many, 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 many images of Johnny Manziel over the weekend. One of it shows him, you know, rejoicing, and he's holding his arm up, and he's wearing, you know, a little plastic band on it. He's wearing a couple of them. And one of them says, Granger Smith. Okay, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, Granger Smith is a country act.
Yes, he is.
And he's an Aggie.
Yes, he is.
And he did a song called I Bleed Maroon. And so this will be pretty interesting because I noticed I saw his tweet over the weekend because, you know, I tweet. No. But, you know, congratulating the Aggies.
Liar.
Yeah, I know. But I wonder, you know, what's that going to do for Granger Smith's career that he was wearing that bracelet on Saturday that really was that picture went all over the world. So see how that works out. Just kind of some collateral stuff that'll make you feel good. So
give you something to talk about at the water cooler.
Well, that's it. You know, if you're a Granger Smith fan, then, you know, Granger will kind of like that. So I talked to a guy a little while ago. He said, you know, I thought I'd do something different. I'd go to the movies. I took my wife out to see Skyfall. Said he couldn't even get into the parking lot.
Wow.
Said I didn't think about the idea of the A&M game being you know, away and people needing something to do. And sure enough, it was a big weekend for Skyfall.
Yeah, they made lots of money.
$87.8 million.
Largest bond opening ever.
You know, and that's saying something.
Yeah, it is.
Number two is Wreck-It Ralph. Wreck-It Ralph's still doing pretty well. That's the animated thing. But also, Lincoln, you know, is going to come out this week. This is going to be interesting because we got Lincoln and we got that, help me, what's the vampire and werewolf thing?
Twilight?
Oh, Twilight. Yeah, that's it. Don't we have Twilight? Oh, that's coming out then next weekend.
You're so hip.
I am.
Are you sure that's coming out?
I think that's coming up next weekend.
I believe that is correct.
Yeah, so anyway. Now, what's interesting is that Steven Spielberg's Lincoln did very well at the 10 locations where it was showing, averaging around $88,000 per theater, which is roughly the same as when The King's Speech and Black Swan opened. King's Speech was a great movie.
Yes, it was. One of my favorite movies.
Yep. Number three was Flight. Did about $15 million. Then Argo is still out there at $6.7 million. So there you go. Now,
it's kind of a surprise hit.
Yeah. Everybody knows how most every film or TV show has got some character using a computer. It's an Apple, right? I mean, that's product placement. That's what it's about.
Unless it's Nickelodeon, and then they use Pears.
Do they?
They have Pear pads.
Oh, that's kind of cool. But not on a Bond film. If you went to see it and noticed the film had a lot to do with computer hacking, you noticed that all the computers were VAIOs by Sony. They were not.
So are they easier to hack?
Well, I don't know.
Just kidding.
Used to hack, yeah. The Bond film you see was produced by Sony Pictures. So here it is Monday. Do you need something that will elevate you today? If the A&M win over Alabama was not enough.
It wasn't. I need something to elevate me.
If you need something else, if you are listening to our radio show today, any place in the world, chances are very good that you have won as many Tour de France titles as Lance Armstrong.